filled with good things once more. God started the restoration business. From Scripture, Zechariah chapter 1, verses 14 through 17, "So the Lord says, I will return to Jerusalem. I will show its people my tender love. My temple will be rebuilt there. Workers will use a measuring line when they rebuild Jerusalem," announces the Lord. He says, "My towns will be filled with good things once more. I will comfort Zion, and I will choose Jerusalem again." Okay, as a mighty man of God, I'm encouraged by this passage. It reminds me that God is always faithful. He honors every promise he makes to us in his word. When we are stubborn, hard-hearted, and disobedient, we will suffer the consequences. However, when we repent of our sins and return to him, he always forgives us and restores us. I am thankful that God is in the restoration business. I have a friend and a brother in Christ who owned a company that specialized in restoring homes and businesses after they were damaged by natural disasters, fires, or other accidents. Their crews came in to wrap, pack, and remove all furniture, equipment, and personal items. They transported and stored all your contents in their warehouse. They replaced damaged roofs, walls, doors, windows, floors, and fixtures. They removed debris, water, and moisture. They painted and installed new carpet and tile. After this, his trucks returned and unloaded the customers' cleaned and repaired furniture, equipment, and personal goods. The home or business was restored to its original state. As this verse shows, God was also in the restoration business. He is an expert at restoration. He restores lost souls, wealth and possessions, families and relationships, sick and ailing bodies, weary minds and aching hearts. God's restoration work always comes with a lifetime guarantee. Not only will your life be restored, but it will be better than before. Child of God, have raging storms made a mess in your life? Are you surrounded by debris, brokenness, and decay? Has sin rained down and produced mold and mildew that is slowly destroying your spiritual health? If so, I pray you listen to the words of Zechariah. Cry out to God today and trust him to hear you. Watch and be amazed as he rebuilds and fully restores your life and fills it with good things once more. Father, I praise you that you are a master builder and Jesus is the cornerstone of our lives. Your unconditional love, mercy, and grace restore broken lives when we repent and turn back to you. After every loss, you fill me with good things once more. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.